We're learning Masechta's Kedushin, Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, and we're learning about Acholol. Acholol is brought down in the parasha of Kahuna, and we'll see in the Gemara later on, Acholol is only possible to happen from a Kayin. The only one who can make Acholol is a Isurei Kayin, but we have in the Torah twice the parasha of Acholol, once for a Kayin Hedit, and once for a Kayin Gadol. The pasuk by Kayin Hedit says, Isha zoyna v'chalala lo yekachu, v'isha grusha mi'isha lo yekachu, kodesh v'la yekav. And the pasuk by Kayin Gadol also says that amana grusha v'chalala zoyna eseila lo yekachu, also chalala. And we'll see in this Gemara different drashas of children of Acholol and all different drashas for the next two blat, all about Acholol and all the psulei kahuna. Bas Cholol Zachar Psula Mekahuna. That means if a Cholol marries anyone, even Israelis, according to this Tana, the halacha is that the Bas Cholol is also Tekuna, because the children get the din of the father and they are Pasul Tekuna. La'olam, forever. That means if the Cholol has a son and he has another son and another son, the daughter of that son, four generations down, is also Tekuna, because the Cholol goes after the father and every son becomes a Cholol and has a din of a Cholol. And the next child also has din of a chalal. A chalal is the one whose parents were ben grusha, ben chalut, married, a kohen married, they have a chalal. The chalal's name is Reuven. The chalal has a son, Shimon. Shimon's a chalal. Shimon has a son, Levi. Levi's a chalal. Levi has a daughter. Daughter is also tekuna. Huh?
Why do we have a daughter that
bottom has Yisrael? No, that comes from the Chol. Now, if Reuven has Shimon, Shimon is a Chol also, and Shimon's daughter is also. But if that daughter marries a Yisrael and they have a child, that child's mutter. That's not a problem. If a Chalala marries a Yisrael, then the child goes after the father. The child's a regular Yisrael. Even a daughter can marry a Kayin. So Zdafka goes through the son. Like the next halacha in the Mishnah, Yisrael shenasa chalala, Yisrael married the chalala, bita ksher lakuna. Zok the Mishnah vayta, chal shenasa bas Yisrael, bita psul lakuna. If a chalal marries bas Yisrael, bita psul lakuna, which is the exact same halacha as the first line in the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to ask, Gemara is going to say, it's agav, this line that said Yisrael shenasa chalala, bita ksher, right? So chalal shenasa bas Yisrael is bita psul lakuna. Rav Yudayim, we're discussing ger now. Yudayim says, bas ger zachar, the daughter of a ger, Kibas Chol Zachar. It's like it has din of a Chol, and that daughter cannot marry a Kayin. Rav Elazar Yaakov Eimer, the only time that's true is only to both parents are Geyeres. Rav Elazar Yaakov Eimer, Yisrael Shinasa Geyeres, Bitek Sheira Lakuna. And the same thing is Ger Shinasa Bas Yisrael, Bitek Sheira Lakuna. It means Sai if Yisrael marries a Geyeres, and Sai if a Ger marries Yisraelis, the halach is the children are Kosher Lakuna. If a Ger Shinasa Geyeres, Bitek Psul Lakuna. If a Ger marries a Geyeres, then the daughter is also Lakuna. Echad ger v'echad avodim shechrarim. That's din of a ger also. I feel at yud dairis, even until 10 dairis, the children have a din of a ger. And according to Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, the achte imay v'yisrael means either imay or of v'yisrael, either the father or mother of v'yisrael is enough. But if they're both a ger and geres, even up to 10 dairis, it's aser. The children are aser to a kayin. The bas chalos aser to a kayin. Rabbi Yossi Eimer, Af Ger Shinasa Geyeres, Bitek Sheyel Kuna. Rabbi Yossi argues, also even a Ger that married Geyeres, even in such a case, Bitek Sheyel Kuna. There may have been of a Ger that child, the Gabi Kal Ger Mikakal, but the Gabi Kuna, Bitek Sheyel Kuna, he does not agree to this drasha. We'll see, I have to see the Gemara about this, why the children of a Ger has din of a Chol, does not agree to that drasha. We'll see the Gemara later on. Akpam, that's not Dafayin Ches. But the first half of the Mishnah discusses Chalal, and that will be the discussion of our blat, discussing Chalal, Chalala, and the Psulei Kuna. Zok the Gemara. Mai la'olam. The first line of the Mishnah says that the daughter of a Chalal is Aser la'olam. That means even if that Chalal is the son of a Chalal, the grandson of a Chalal, if it goes passes on from father to son, and the daughter is Aser Tekuna la'olam. The daughter is Aser Tekuna, even though her great-great-grandfather was the Chalal. Mai la'olam. So what's the Chiddush? Now the time you would think me dava mitzri vadoimi, just like mitzri vadoimi, only go three dairis, malahalon lachashosh dairis. It's mutta, avkan laachad, the child's not really laachar, it's the third dairis, mutta. Avkan nami laachashosh dairis. Here also you would think that by the third dair, it says that someone changed to ad, that ad, avkan nami ad shosh dairis, kamash v'lon. No, it's also loilam. And already the achrayim are bothered, like, why would you think that this is like mitzri vadoimi? Mitzri vadoimi, then three dairis. But Mamzer is up to 10 dairis. So what's that up to forever? So what's that, as you would think over here, is 3 dairis. So the Tal Torah in the back from Meir Arik, his answer is that since it's also only a mitzvah saseh, it could be, so it's like mitzvah zayim is mitzvah saseh, and then chalal is also saseh, could be a lav also, but upon him, he wants to clarify, maybe that's why it's the mitzvah saseh shabbat, it's like mitzvah adayim, ayin sham, it's a good aura, exactly why it would be, but kamash lo lamaisa, it goes forever. Yisrael shenasa chalala, says Yisrael that married chalala, there, there's no problem whatsoever. Not immediately. Nemakan. It says over here in the pasuk loychal zari ba'amav. By that says by chal. V'nema lahalon. It says by the pasuk of tumah by koyin loytama ba'al ba'amav. Mal lahalon zchorim lekeva. Just like by tumah, only kahanim zchorim are muzur on tumah. But the kevais, the women, the girls of kahanim are not muzur on tumah. So you learn out afkan's zchorim lekeva. Same thing by chalal. There's only a iser of chalal on the zchorim, but no iser on the chalalah. And therefore, Yisrael the marries chalalah. The children are not chalal. So if that's true, you tell me now that girls don't have a din of chalal. That's what I'm saying. The kevas don't have a din of chalal. Elam yata bita shal kohen gadol tishtari. The daughter of an actual marriage of a iser kahuna should be mutter, and it doesn't mean dafka bita shekayin gadol ta'amana. It means even bita shel kohen headed to grush chalutza. So if there's a miyut on nekevais, so a daughter of a marriage of a kohen that's aser should be mutter to kahanim, because there's no din of chal. It sounds like no din chalom. There's no din tumah. There's no din of chalalim. So the Gemara says no. Miksev benoi zareksev, and the pasuk says lo yichal zare ba'amav. It says, Loichal Zara. So Zara means any children. So if a Kohen marries a Ben Grusha Vechalutza, the child, marries a Grusha Vechalutza, a Kohen marries a Grusha Vechalutza, the child is Aser, because it's Loichal Zara, even a daughter. So Frank the Gemara, okay, maybe only the daughter, Bas Benoi Tishri, maybe the granddaughter should be Mutter, because we're saying, Nekeva is a Mutter. Ksiv Loichal Zara, Makas Zara Loi, Mahu Bita Psuza, he. Bas Benoi, the son of his son, the daughter of his son. So it's a made out of Shimbot. Just like the person who married the Grusha, his daughter is Aser. So his Zarei also, which is learned, Zarei also, is also his daughter will be Aser. Af Benoi Bita Psula. What's the heckish? Because it says, the Leichal Zarei, the Ava Zera Husku Matevazu. That's the hekesh. They're both muskar in this pasuk. Leichal zaroi, so it's his zaroi, so it's going on him, and it's also the children. So they're all in the same pasuk. They're saying just like by him, his daughter is aser, so his son's daughter is aser as well. So if that's true, okay, then maybe bas bita tizor also. If it's okay, now we're saying zari means everything. So just like his daughter is aser, his daughter's daughter should be aser also maybe. Imkain gzereshav ma'ayle. I might say I have gzereshav is saying there's no din by the kevis. So we put it at the lowest common denominator, which is by his daughter's daughter, which the daughter married a Yisrael, there the child will be mutter to kahuna, but avada, the daughter of a kohen who marries Grusha, of course, is a chalala and also to marry a kohen. But if that daughter is married to Yisrael and has another daughter, there, for we learn from this Gzeri Shava, that daughter will be mutter to a kohen. Means the daughter of a chalala who married a Yisrael, we mutter to a kohen. So
the
Gemara, right?
The bas of the daughter of the son should also be mutter to
the son. No, but that's a hekesh, Zarei. Zarei is hookish to him. Just look at his daughter's also, so his Zarei's daughter is also. That's what we're learning. There's a hookish Zarei. That hekesh. And we have Gzeir Shava, so we're putting it by the daughter's daughter. Then the Mishnah said, "Chol shenasa bas Yisrael bita ipsula." If a chol marries a bas Yisrael, the bita is possible. Goes after the father was a chol. For example, tana le'reisha bas chol zocha psula kuna. It says in the reisha like that. So it says bas chol zocha psula kuna loylam. And for the Gemara, either tana reisha Yisrael shenasa chalala, tana misefa chol shenasa bas Yisrael. Just agav. You want to say the halachas again? So you repeat it over again. It's a funny agav. Imam said it in the first line, but like about him. But that's them, we already said it. So the Gemara Vayta, it says in this our Mishnah very clear that if a chalal marries a Yisrael, Bas Yisrael, Yisraelis, a chalal marries a Yisraelis, the child is possible. The child is possible. And this is not like the famous Shita of Rabbi Destoy that we had a few times. Mastisim the loiker Rabbi Destoy ben Yehuda. Time looked in the Braisa. Rabbi Destoy ben Yehuda Omer, Mishum. Kashem Shibnei Yisrael Mikveh Tar Lechalalis. Just like a Yisrael, who marries a kahanes, who's a halala, marries a halala. The halacha is the children are kosher. Kach benois Yisrael mikveh tahara lechalalim. The same thing. Benois Yisrael is a mikveh tahara lechalalim, and the children will be mutter. My time. What's the makar for Rabbi Stoy? My time is there, Rabbi. We don't need a makar for this. On makra lo yichal zarei ba'amav. And we darshim ba'ama, ba'am echad, hu demechom. Shnei am in only if you marry another person in the same shaver, like another kayin, which means a chalal marries a chalala, then the children will be no good. But as long as the chalal marries out of his shaver, marries the Yisrael, the halacha will be that the children will not be a chalal and be a mikveh tahara. I wonder what will be if he marries a levia. It's not klar, because the dvar is ba'amav, so then l'charya means, sounds like a different shaver. That's what it sounds like from the drasha of Amav. You have to know. I didn't really see anyone who speaks about it, but you have to know if you married a Leviya, what will be the halacha? I could hear a shaila that maybe there Rav the story will hold. It's not a mikvah tyra. It's only by Israelis. If someone sees something in their Gemara, let me know. Tana Rabbanan. We're learning in the Brayz. Lo yichal zara. Drasha like this. It says lo yichal zara. That means if a kohen marries a grusha or a kohen gadol marries a amana, the children become halal. That teaches us the children of halalim. What about the grusha or the amana? It's much more geshmak when we talk about amana. The amana right now, she can marry a kohen hadid. She's not a grusha. So now, a kohen gadol marry this amana. And then the kohen gadol dies. Could this amana marry a kohen hadid? She's only an amana. Number two is, could she eat chuma? So the shayla is, she become a halal now that she becomes possible to the kohen hadid and she becomes possible from chuma. So it says in the verse of Kedrasha about that. Lo yichal zara, in lo zara, he asks from nine, I know she herself becomes a neschal, a menayin, armed kavachayma. Make kavachayma. Ma zara ish loiva avera, ma dech the offspring, that didn't do any avera, neschal becomes a chalala, he, shav avera, she who's a mono, married kind godly, and then she's a chalalas, shouldn't she become a chalalas? So tomorrow, no, I have a pirchan as kavachayma. Who adds me yichiach? Shav avera, he himself, the kohen godly himself, that's born a mono, he doesn't become apostle. He can still eat chuma, he can still do avaida. So, you see, that's a chiyach, even the avera, huh? So while he's married, midra rabbanon, they say that he can't do avaida until he divorces her or gets rid of her. But midra I say he's not a chal, yeah. So, for the Gemara, malahu, so I'll tell you a pircha back, malahu, she can't aim mischal b'chal makim. Okay, but a man, we never find a man becomes a chal. Tell him, but he, she mischal b'chal makim. By Isha, you definitely find the case which she becomes mischal in the first. What's that case? Like we have before, bas kain kisil ishzar. If a isha who's not a bas kain marries a kusi chol nosan mamzer, she becomes a zayner, she becomes aser, so she becomes a schal. So we find by isha becoming a schal, she marries a someone's aser to her. So therefore, maybe that's different. By man, you never find becomes aser. So malu shkem is chavachol makom, time behishu schal is chol makom. So you still have the kavachayim from zara. The in of shachloim. But if you want to argue with the kavachayim, I only have a drasha to tell you that she becomes a schal. Why? Sounds like someone who was kosher became a chulal. It was only talking about children. Children, they're born mechulal. They don't pass them mechulal. They're born chalalim. Yechulal sounds like someone who gets defamed, like gets mechulal after the kosher. Freiting Mar Kasha, my imeshach leimer. What would be wrong with the kavachayim? Made a kavachayim from the children. Mad the children who didn't do avera also, but you did avera for sure. What was wrong with the kavachayim? V'chitim v'lekem mifrach malah zarish kein tziras ba'avera. I can hear that zari might be worse because the yitzira of them was ba'avera. On makrole chala lo yichulu zeshay kashav eschal. So then you have this pasuk. So bottom line is, if a amana marries a kohen gadol, she becomes pasul from truma. She becomes a chol. She becomes pasul from kohen hedinav. She becomes a chalala. What's the makar? Either a kavachayim from Zarei, but that could be shlugged up, and therefore we learn that from lo yichalal, someone who's ready yichulal, it sounds like it's going on her also, lo yichalal Zarei is going on her as well, that she becomes a chalal. Tana Rabbanan, ezu hi chalala, vas is a chalala, what is a chalala? Kol shenoyda min ha-psulim, anyone gets born from psulim. Frank Demar, what does that mean? Psulim? My psulim, psulim lo, if it means anyone that is born, obviously you're not talking about mamzer. We're talking about here something chayv elavin. So it says, any psulim are a chalal. So even psulim lo, anyone's possible to him, haray machzer grushasoy, the psulim lo, loch is that if someone divorces a wife, and then he divorces a wife, and then he marries, and then she goes and marries someone else in between, and then her husband dies, and she's not allowed to go back to the first husband anymore. It's called machzer grushasoy, it's a laugh. So the halacha is that there the children are kosher. The children are chalalim there. Hare machzu gashash the psululoy. It's possible to him. Ubanei ksherim nechsev te'eva he te'evim ve'menei te'evim. The children are kosher. So heck you say that what's called a chala, anyone's born from psulim, if someone takes back his grusha after she gets married to someone else, the halacha is the children not psulim, not chalalim. Huh? So lad of go kain, even a regular person is saying. So who said you need kain to be a chala? Who said? That's true also. That's the vice, but don't say that. We're not up to that yet. We don't know that yet. Right now we're saying is what's a chalala? Anyone's is born from psulim. And lav dafka, like Rashi says, inem psulay vafilu hu Yisrael. So lav dafka, we're talking now about kohen. We're saying like this. It said in this price of boss is a chalala. Anyone's positive. So it sounds like even who did any is a lav. So the Gemara says, what are we talking? If that's a true, noydim and psulim, it's not true. Machzu gusha. So the children are not possible. So Gemara has to tweak what the price said. Only who dama chama ezu chalala kosh noydim and psulay kahuna. Only if it's from psulay kahuna is it a chalala. So Gemara says that the only time it's halal is a psulei kuna. Not frank tomorrow. No the in loy no the noy. Dafka if it's born from psulei kuna, hare amono vegrusha zoyna loy no da vekave halal amono grusha vezoyna, and they get married to a kohen hedit. Then halacha is it's mischal bebiyasoi, and that's the halacha. They become now a chalala, and what we'd have kamina, nafkamina would be is legabi them eating chumbo, or legabi them get someone else bond them to come get a malchus a chalala. They become a chalala now. They always have a shame chalala on them. So you see, chalala is not afka nol dom epsulakuna. Even someone who's over the isakuna. Amar Rabba, ach kamar, ezu chalala muzkeres. What is the mafurish chalala? I'm gonna give you a heads up, but ezu chalala muzkeres. What is the mafurish chalala? Shlo hoyle shasa kosher klal that never had shasa kosher. Kosher noida mem sulkuna. Anyone was born from sulkuna. My muzkeres wasn't muzkeres. Pinam vitzchav aved ach kamar. Ezu chalala sheikrum devar Torah. That's the first in the Torah. But ain't tzrich lefaris v'serif. You don't have to explain from a drasha like we said before. La yichalal. Which means like this. The classic halala in the Torah is children that are born from psulikuna. A child of a grusha to a kain headed. A child of a zayna to a kain headed. A child of a halala to a kain headed. That's classic halala. It happens to be the wife also becomes a halala. We learned it out from either kavachaymer or lo yichalal. That wasn't first in the Torah. So what the b'risa means, what's a halala I'm a first in the Torah? That is someone who's born from psulikuna. That's the bottom line. Ezu chalala muzkeres lo hirlish asakayisha klal kol shenoida mem sulkuna. Zogti gemara vayte. Tana avara. Almana, almana, almana. If someone is ba on, like Kohen Gadol is ba on almana, on three almanas, we'll see what that means. Almana, almana. What does it mean? Eni chayv lachas, eni chayv one. What does that web say what that means? Grusha, grusha, grusha. Eni chayv lachas, eni chayv one. Almana or grusha v'chalala zayna. If you bought on a person who's almana and a grusha and a chalala zayna, bezman shem can say there if they're in order chayv kolachas v'achas. If they're in order, it came almana first, then a grusha, then a chalala, then a zayna, they chayv everyone. But zinsov neschalam nesgarish nesarmala. If it's that order, ain't chayv v'leachas. Only chayv one. And if you don't know what's going on, great. The Gemara will explain every single line of this brisa and explain what's mean chayev 1, chayev 4, the order, everything. That will be a discussion on the Gemara as we continue.